The Dalet Koso starts with Kadesh. Kadesh, Urchot, Karpos, Yachatz, right? I know you've probably all seen the funny meme of Kadesh, Urchot, Karpos, Urchot, Yachatz, Urchot. Because every single thing is going to require another washing of the hands given the coronavirus situation today. I hope everyone's doing well and a wonderful Shabbos, even if you were not going to shul or even if you were quarantined, etc. Well, the Dalet Kosos reflect, according to the Targum Gemara Yerushalmi, points out that they can reflect the four Lashonos of Geula. And while many point out that it's not necessarily because of the four Lashonos of Geula that we have four Kosos, some still point out actually that it is directly because of these Dalet Lashonos of Geula. What are the Dalet Lashonos of Geula? What are the four terms of redemption? So, Tzeisi v'Yitzalti v'Ga'alti v'Lakachti. The God promises to Klal Yisrael that he's going to take us, Hotzeisi, he's going to take us out, Hitzalti is going to save us, Ga'alti means he's going to redeem us, and Lakachti is going to personally take us along. And many point out, including Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that these four, Lashonos of Geula, these four terms of redemption are not all on the same playing field. Imagine, for example, someone is sitting in jail. Everyone in the world thinks this person committed a terrible crime, but he knows he was set up. So he receives a call one day and says, I got you out. Right, Hotzeisi, I got you out. I'm not coming anywhere near you, but I got you out of the jail. You could leave and you're good to go. Okay, that's one level of redemption. Yeah, he got out of jail. It's true. But a second level is, by the way, there were people trying to hurt you in jail, and I got out, not only got you out, but I saved your life from those people. That's a little bit different. You know, the third level would be, listen, actually, the whole world would have still thought you were the person who committed this, so even though I got you out, you're going to walk around the streets ashamed. Guess what? I cleared you in the public eye. I brought clear evidence that someone else committed this and that you could not have been the one possibly to commit this. Ge'alti, I redeemed you in the public light. And then there's one level further than all of this, which is, I'm not just sending a limo, I'm personally coming to take you out of jail. Now, while this is not exactly parallel to what happened with Mitzrayim, and each of these Lashonos reflect different experiences in Mitzrayim, we understand that each of those Lashonos of Geula, the four terms of redemption, reflect four increasing forms of joy and love and connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam, the fact that he was involved at all four levels. Votzeisi, God promises, I'm taking you out of there. Hitzalti, I'm going to save you from that murderous Paro. V'ga'alti, I'm going to redeem you from your slavery and your experience there. V'lakachti, I'm personally coming to take you out of Mitzrayim myself. Each of those deepens our relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Each of them deepens our appreciation for the Ribbono Shel Olam's connection to us in this way. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman points out, that's specifically why we do this mitzvah of Dalet Kosos with wine and not milk or not another form of food, because after all, after that first helping of milk, maybe I quenched my thirst. If I go for a second, maybe a third, by the time I go to the fourth, I am sick to my stomach, or at least I'm not as excited about that fourth one as I was about the first one. He points out when it comes to wine with Dalet Kosos, and again, I'm not encouraging drinking, but it's a recognition of what happens with wine specifically, that it increases the experience as time goes on. The Dalet Kosos only increases the experience, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, and that's why it's specifically Dalet Kosos of Yayin throughout the Seder, and not a different form of experiencing the mitzvah. Four pieces of cake might have happened over my quarantine Shabbos, I may not feel so great about that, but I didn't appreciate that fourth piece of cake the same way I did the first one. And the goal of the four Lashonos of Geula is to constantly not only appreciate each level of it, but to increase our appreciation of Ribbono Shel Olam's experience in taking us out of Mitzrayim. And Kadesh also is important for us to reflect on the beginning of the Seder specifically. Rav Soloveitchik always points this out when it came to us as slaves in Mitzrayim. Slaves have no command over their time. It's part of the reason why we as a free people got the first mitzvah of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. This, right, we're about to read, or if you're not going to be in shul, we'll see what's going to happen. But after Parashas Parag, now Parashas HaChodesh, the fourth of the four parashas, a special parashas started with Shkalim, and then Parashas Zachar, and then we just had this past Shabbos, we should have had Parashas Parah, and now this upcoming is going to be Parashas HaChodesh. Parashas HaChodesh reflects on the first mitzvah that was given to us as a tzibur, as a klal, as a nation, to sanctify the new month with a new moon, and to recognize it's going to be a Rosh Hashanah. Nisan is a Rosh Hashanah, the first of the Rosh Hashanah of the months. It's the beginning of the new year. HaChodesh Hazeh Rosh Chodeshim, the Soloveitchik points out, there's no coincidence that we received as our first mitzvah as a nation after being slaves, the direction and the directive to account for time, to keep our ability to make sure that we're commanding the calendar, so to speak. If we set up the dates in one way, we saw the moon one day, 10 days later, the experience of Yom Kippur, let's say, for example, if it's in Tishrei, would be either on the 10th, or if we saw the moon the next day, it could be on the next day. It would still be called the 10th, but... And there are a lot of mitzvahs and averos that are reflective of all of this, that there are connections with the Rabban Shalom. If I eat on the Yom Kippur day versus eating on the next day, it's a totally different experience, and that's really in our hands. We don't necessarily feel it on a day-to-day basis because we have a calendar that's preset. But HaChodesh is specifically reflecting our ability to have command not only of the calendar, but all of the mitzvahs and all of the chiyuvim and all of the isurim that come along with that calendar. Pesach, Chametz, on these 8 days versus a different 8 days would be a totally... And it's in our hands to establish the calendar. Again, nowadays it's a little bit out of our hands because the calendar's already been set from Hillel Hazak, but we have the calendar, we have the ability to command time. The reason I'm bringing this up now is because, again, Soloveitchik always points out, leaving slavery, the first gift you could give to a slave is time. Oh, I can wake up the time I want to tomorrow? I don't need to be the one that's going to milk the cows for the owner tomorrow morning before dawn and feed the chickens before... I can wake up at my own time. I can decide what I'm going to do with my time. Wow. That's a sense of real freedom. I know that some of us feel very constrained by being forcibly not going to shul. Maybe some of us are stuck inside specifically and our freedom feels limited, but in many ways we have the time. We have the time to be doing the things that we want to be doing. Spending time with family and friends. Spending time with the Ribbono Shel Olam, hopefully. Maybe not in shul, but we could dive into the Ribbono Shel Olam and connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam in a serious way. We may have the time that we always said, oh, if I only had this time during the semester, during the school, oh, I would have done X, Y, and Z. Now I have some of that time. What am I doing with that time? But the reason I bring it up is because Kiddush, which is the first of the four kosot, Kadesh, right before Orchatz, we have Kadesh, we are sanctifying the day. We're Mekadesh, we sanctify the day. We are sanctifying the day by saying today is different than all other days. That's what we do on Shabbos. But really, when it comes to Yom Tov, we say Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazmanim. The Soloveitchik points out that the reason we don't just say Mekadesh Hazmanim or Mekadesh HaPesach, Chag HaPesach, for example, we say Mekadesh Yisrael and then Hazmanim, is because first, Klal Yisrael need to have Kedusha. We have to Mekadesh ourselves, we have to Mekadesh L'chol in ourselves, we have to make ourselves Kadosh. And then, or the Ribbono Shel Olam really makes us Kadosh. And then, we can then sanctify the time. Mekadesh Yisrael, and then V'hazman. Whereas by Shabbos, it's just Mekadesh Shabbos. Why? What's the point? Because even if we are rushing into Shabbos, if we are not ready for Shabbos and the clock strikes Shabbos, that doesn't make a difference whether we are ready or not. Shabbos comes in. It doesn't need us to establish Shabbos. Shabbos comes in with or without us. Take us along by the hand, so to speak. Yom Tov, on the other hand, we are Mekadesh. If we didn't ever set the calendar correctly, if we didn't set the time for when Pesach would be, then there would be no Pesach on our calendar. We need to establish the times in the calendar before we have a Pesach. Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazmanim. Zman, the times of our calendar, are dependent on us. And that's something we say in the Kiddush experience, we say it in the davening on Yom Tov as well. And as the very beginning of the Seder and the beginning of Shabbos, the same thing. And Havdalah really is a very similar experience. The book ends of our Kedusha on every seventh day of our lives, on every Yom Tov, we start off in Mikdash and we end with Kedusha. And by sanctifying the time and saying this time is different than all other times, that's what allows it to have such Kedusha. So we pointed out, the four Lashonos of Geula reflect the four Kosos, and the first one of those is by simply saying this time is different than all other time, and it's in our hands to Mekadish and to sanctify it. It's our way of perhaps responding to the Rabbeinu Shlomo and the Hotzeisi taking us out. We come back and we say we're going to take out this time and take ourselves out of our typical calendar days to devote ourselves back to you. I hope everyone's doing well. I hope these ideas will help us prepare for Pesach. I hope everyone stays safe and healthy. And please feel free to join us. There are shiurim that have just been posted, both on Estas, as well as in the different WhatsApp groups. Throughout this entire period, there will be shiurim two times every day for this upcoming week. And we'll be sending out another schedule for next week. Look out for the opportunities to continue Mekadesh, the time that you have right now, with Divrei Torah, hopefully, Divrei Chesed, and Divrei Avodas Hashem, with Tefillah, and connecting with the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for joining.